This is WKSU News. I'm ML Schulze. A congressman from Massachusetts spent part of this weekend campaigning for a would-be congressman from Northeast Ohio. The link is that they're both Democrats, both Ivy League grads, and both vets of America's most recent wars. I spoke with the two about the increasingly visible role of veterans in this year's elections. Congressman Seth Moulton served four tours in Iraq, where he earned a Bronze Star before running for Congress with the endorsement of people like General Stanley McChrystal. His bio, which also includes 3 degrees from Harvard, is part of why his name comes up when talk turns to 2020 presidential candidates. But on this scorching Saturday, he was campaigning from one end of Ohio's 7th congressional district to the other with Ken Harbaugh. Harbaugh is a Navy pilot who founded a nonprofit that delivers emergency aid to disasters around the world. Moulton acknowledges Harbaugh is the kind of candidate he has recruited, but he said he's had help.
The number one recruiter we have is our commander-in-chief, Donald Trump. He's inspiring so many Democratic veterans to stand up and say, we're going to take this country back. And Ken's one of them.
To me, it really is as simple as the oath of office I swore as a 22-year-old joining the U.S. Navy. I raised my right hand, and I swore to support and defend not a party, certainly not an individual, but the Constitution of the United States. Something happens when you swear that oath and then put your life on the line for it. I know it's the same words on paper that members of Congress today swear, but it's different. It's different when you're a vet, when you've put your life on the line for it, and when, honestly, you've lost buddies because of that oath. I think you bring to the job a seriousness, a love for the Constitution and those separation of powers that Seth talked about that you carry with you for the rest of your life. And I think this generation of vets running for Congress is going to bring that to Washington with them.
Ken's right. I'm sure, you know, it feels different, but it shouldn't be different. It's the same oath for a reason. You know, I served in a platoon with Marines from all over this country. We came together with remarkably different backgrounds, different religious beliefs, different political beliefs. But at the end of the day, we were able to set aside those differences to do what's right for the country. And fundamentally, I think that's what Americans should expect of members of Congress as well.
Thank you so much for standing up, for being a part of this. Let's win this election.
The audience at their Stark County stop included a conservative, lifelong Republican, an Air Force vet who's been coming to Harbaugh events for a few weeks now. Harbaugh says there's something that transcends issues.
The main thing people want is accountability. They want people who are going to show up, who are going to look them in the eye, and as Seth said, are going to tell the truth. We're going to be honest with them. We're not going to agree on everything, and we shouldn't. I hope we don't. That wouldn't be democracy. But at least we're showing up, and we're being truthful, and we're representing who we are.
You know, it's called integrity. And I'll never forget when I first showed up to boot camp, Quantico, in the Marines. And one thing you learned right away is that you can drop out of a run and they'll give you another shot. You can fail a test and you can retake it tomorrow. But if you lie about anything, you're gone that afternoon. We need that kind of integrity back in our politics. And you know what? You're right. Ken's got a tough race, but he's a leader. And people look at Ken and don't see just a Democrat. They see someone they can trust as a leader.
Moulton acknowledges President Trump has had an impact on this year's congressional election beyond galvanizing Democrats.
In all honesty, a lot of people voted for Trump because they're frustrated. They're frustrated with Washington, and I get that. I understand it. I have a lot of friends who voted for Trump. But we have a commander-in-chief that we can't trust, and we have a commander-in-chief who's just unchecked in Washington, and that's why we need to restore some balance to the Congress.
Yeah, Seth used the magic word unchecked. We've got a Congress that today isn't living up to its most fundamental responsibility to serve as a separate branch of government. And that was ordained by the founders as one of the key features of our democracy. It is falling apart because of that lack of integrity, because we have representatives who are not living up to their oath, which is not to their party. It certainly isn't to any particular office. It's not to the president. It's to you. It's to the Constitution of the United States, the first three words of which are, we the people.
That's Ken Harbaugh, a vet and Democrat running for Ohio's 7th congressional seat, and Seth Moulton, another vet who was elected in 2014. Congress now has the smallest number of veterans in its history. I'm ML Schulze, 89.7 WKSU.